Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And we did see mixed performances in the grain markets today. New crop corn at 597 was the loss leader. That was down 12 cents or just about 2%. Looks like there's not a lot of fund interest in the July futures. We're getting close to option expiration day in there. We're also in front of a WASDE on Friday. Make sure to join us for live coverage. And it seems possible that they could cut old crop exports, so that's creating a little nervousness there. December new crop at 537 and a quarter was only down 4 cents, though. We did see some sporadic precipitation across the western corn belt. Forecasts generally remain showing spotty rain at best, but it is going to get warmer, so we'll see how that plays out. July soybeans at 1349, down 3.5, and November new crop, 1178 and 3/4, that was down 5 cents. July soybean oil at 49.06 was down 44. July meal at 401.10, that was up 330. Old crop crush, 74.75, up 7.5 cents, while new crop at 167.50 was up 5.75 cents. We did get crop progress today. Winter wheat conditions were seen at 36% good to excellent. Last week it was 34%, so a little bit of it is doing a little bit better. 4% was seen harvested. Corn planting was seen at 96% complete, and the week before it was 92%. Corn is seen at 64% good to excellent. Last week, that was 69% good to excellent. Soybean planting was seen at 91% complete. Last week, it was 83%. And the soybeans are currently seen at 62% good to excellent. Make sure to read Wednesday's report as we'll go over all the emergence data and everything else that has to do with planting progress. Cotton planting was seen at 71% complete last week. Are at 71% today, and last week it was 60%. The cotton was seen at 51% good to excellent in the first viewing there. Spring wheat was seen at 93% complete. Last week it was 85%, and that was seen at 64% good to excellent. So whatever supportive story we had with the spring wheat, going to need some outside help, I think, at least from this starting point. July wheat in Chicago at 624.5, that was up 5.25. July Kansas City wheat at 820, that was up 7.75. July Minneapolis 820.5, up 12.5. It does appear that we are going to reach an impasse with the Russian situation and the Black Sea grain deal. Russia says at this point in time they see no chance of seeing the deal continue. That is slated to end in mid-July. Rough rice for September at 15.19, that was up 16. July cotton 84.79, down 126. December at 81.42 was down 43. August live cattle 173.30, that was up 40. August feeders 242.75, up 85. Cash and cutouts were both strong last week. We'll see if that continues on to this week. July hogs 84.22, that was down 43. June milk at 15.17, down 12. July orange juice 274.15, that was down 5.75. Crude oil at 71.86, finished the day up 12 cents. The overnight high was 75.06. The Saudis say they're going to cut oil production by 1 million barrels a day starting in July. The market rallied sharply overnight on that and then spent the rest of the day giving those gains back. July diesel at 237.08 was up about a penny and a half a gallon, while July unleaded at 252.33 was up 2.25 cents a gallon. July natural gas at 12.25 was up 8, or about 3.75%. Gold at 1977.60 was up $8, while silver at 23.66 was down 8 cents. The dollar index at 104 even was down one tick. Stocks were traded on both sides of unchanged, but we managed to finish the day a little bit lower across all three indices. The Dow continues to be the underperformer, 33,562, down 199 points, or about 0.6%. S&P 500 at 42.72, that was down about 9.75 points, or 0.25%. And the NASDAQ composite at 13,229, that was down 11.5 points, or less than 0.1%. Interest rates mixed. The 2-year at 4.47 was down 3. 10-year at 369, basically unchanged. 30-year at 389, also basically unchanged. The next Federal Reserve meeting will be next week. It may result in a hike. It may result in them pausing hikes. It may result in them skipping a meeting. So they have not telegraphed well what is going on. Make sure to join us for live coverage on Friday for the WASDE report. The link is in tonight's DMO. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.